Alzheimer's lasts on average for about 5 to 7 years. In the early stages, you can hold a conversation with some short-term memory loss and some slight changes in personality. And for families dealing in the early to middle stages of the disease, Keith Badeau says gatherings will be more enjoyable if the plans are spread out in smaller doses.
Instead of a 5-hour family dinner, we're going to keep it to an hour. And instead of all 20 of you coming at once, we would love it if you spread out your visits in the span of the week. One visitor for an hour in the morning, one visitor for the hour in the evening. Because it takes a lot of mental energy to engage and socialize, and while they love it, it'll drain them fast.
You may be taking someone with dementia or Alzheimer's to somebody else's house. Keith Badeau says it's important to plan ahead and make sure there's a quiet space to get away from the noise if need be.
You know, Dad can go to and have some downtime if he gets overstimulated by, you know, the kids singing and the noisy toys going and the carols and the pots and pans. You know, it's a lot. So to kind of have a exit strategy ready for if and when that time comes.
And with planning ahead comes preparing other family members.
It helps to just share gently, you know, hey, you might notice X, Y, and Z. You might notice Dad is struggling to keep up with back and forth communication, or you might notice he might goof up the name.
For more information on how to handle Alzheimer's and dementia, you can visit the association's website at alz.org. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.